Let's welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. He's the general manager of the Detroit Red Wings, Ken Holland. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us.
No problem. Nice to be with you.
Mr. Holland, let's start with the, this being the lockout shortened year. You were around for the 94-95 season, and obviously remember that as it relates to the play on the ice. Do you see the more successful teams this season being, slanting towards the offensive side or the defensive side in terms of style of play?
Well, I think, first off, 94-95, I think there was a bigger disparity between the better teams and the weaker teams. I think now, when you look at the parity in the National Hockey League, everybody believes they have a chance to make the playoffs. And I think that if you look around some of the scores, there seems to be more goal scoring right now. And I just think that has something to do with a little bit of rust. I think as we go along here, there's going to be a little more attention to detail, and it's going to get a little harder to score goals. But you see a lot of 5-3, 6-3 scores that... in a normal 82-game season, when you've had an opportunity to have 8 preseason games and the coaches get to implement their systems, teams are a little tighter defensively, less scoring chances. And I think that we're going to eventually get there. But I think right now, I think it's a little more wide open and there's been more scoring chances and more goals.
Ken, obviously this past summer, you've been asked about this many times, Nicklas Lidström decided to retire. And back in 2006, Steve Yzerman did the same, both captains at the time. How are the retirements of Lidström and Yzerman different and similar, with respect to their effect on the team?
Well, probably similar. I mean, I think that obviously both, great players, great leaders, the on-ice generals for our team. Maybe when Steve retired, the injuries he'd had to his leg, were affecting where his game was at. Obviously, Nick Lidström has had real good luck with injuries throughout his career, and I really think if Nick Lidström finished fifth in voting last year for the Norris Trophy, and had he have been healthy the last 20 games, maybe would have finished higher in voting. So, Nick is leaving the game when he still is one of the top 5, 6, 7 defensemen in the world. So obviously that's been a big blow. And obviously when Steve Yzerman retired in 2006, we had Nick Lidström. Nick Lidström's retired and we don't have Yzerman, but Henrik Zetterberg's at a great, real good time in his career. He's 31 years of age. He's our new captain. He's been mentored and learned under and watched Steve Yzerman and watched Nick Lidström. So we've also think with Pavel Datsyuk and Nick Cronwell, who are the assistants, we've got 3 guys there that know how we do it, like to do things with our team, and they're good role models on and off the ice. And hopefully the transition can be somewhat smooth. But obviously... there's parity, and our defense, we used to have stars back there with Lidström, and 2 years ago, Rafalski, and a real good pro, and Brad Stewart, and we really lost 3/4 of our top 4 defense from 2 years ago. So I think that's going to take us a little time to sort out exactly what we've got on the back end.
Ken, Thomas Holmstrom may not have fit the prototypical effective player if you asked a lot of scouts, but that really doesn't matter because he was an effective player for so many years for your hockey club, and he obviously retired this year, announced his retirement recently. How did Thomas manage to be such an effective player for so long?
Well, first off, tons of will, tons of determination, fearless, and then I think... He understood what he needed to do to be effective. And, I think that coming out of 05, the work stoppage, I think, some people felt that maybe he wasn't going to be able to adjust because the game was going to be opened up. But Homer finds a way to win one-on-one puck battles. And, probably his most important time to us was... after 2005, when he was getting into his 30s, he was up placed on a line with Zetterberg and Datsyuk, and he can protect the puck. He had good hands. He got the puck in the hands of Zetterberg and Datsyuk, and he immediately knew where to go. He went to his office to the front of the net, and he caused havoc and distracted the goalie. And obviously on the power play, his hand-eye coordination to tip pucks that are in the air, and the ability to like I said, cause havoc and distract the defenders and the goaltender were, I think, he's one of the best of his era. Ryan Smith is another name that comes to mind. But certainly, if you're going to win consistently, you need good special teams. And for a long time, we were always top five on power play and top five in penalty killing. And Thomas Holmstrom was a big part, along with Nick Lidstrom. They were two-fifths of a good power play.
You're listening to TSN 1290, and we're joined by Ken Holland, the Detroit Red Wings general manager. Mr. Holland, the Red Wings are known for taking their time in player development. You know, as a general manager, how do you balance keeping a more talented but green rookie in the minors versus a veteran who may not have that rookie's talent but has a more predictable performance level at the NHL level?
Well, first off, I would say to you, it's philosophy. I spent 9 years in the American Hockey League, and when I played, I was in the Hartford Whaler organization, the Red Wing organization, and they were organizations that weren't very good. And the minute a young player showed some hope, up they went. More often than not, they ended up coming back out of the minors, and they had lost their confidence, and it was a time to rebuild them all over again. So my experience being a minor league goaltender, added in with the time that I spent with Scotty Bowman, who loved veteran players, really, I guess, reinforced to me that it's a man's league, it's the best league in the world, and you know some people are ready to play in this league at 19, and some people aren't ready to play until they're 23 and 24. So we've had the luxury that through the years that we've had good teams, there hasn't been pressure to rush people. We don't pick very high, so it's not like we've had to make decisions on people. Should we leave them in junior? Should we put them on the NHL team? And the other thing is we've tried to have good depth in our organizations, and a lot of times you have younger people playing in the minors and they're honing their skills. At times they don't like it, but I like to set it up so that when a player gets to the National Hockey League, he's got the foundation in the NHL for 10 or 12 years, and he doesn't go back to the American League. It doesn't work 100% of the time, but obviously we've had the luxury to be patient. And I think wherever you can, you like to let young players develop.
And we were talking before the break, and we're based out of Winnipeg. We were talking before the break how we seem to we view Claude Noel as having matured a little bit since last season. In terms of the Detroit, can you talk about Mike Babcock and the difference maybe in any of his styles compared? Basically, looking back and saying, how has Mike Babcock changed from when we hired him just after he was let go in Anaheim to where you're at today?
Well, I think when Mike came in 2005, we had a lot of debate. Mike really wanted us to play, a north-south type of game. I mean, that's what he had coached in juniors. That's what he had coached really in the American Hockey League. And I don't think he had coached, the caliber of talent that we had had. When he came in, we had Yzerman and Shanahan and Chelios and Lidstrom and, young Cronwall and young Zetterberg and Datsyuk and, Mike Samuelson and there was some others. And we had played a puck possession game, and I think that, over the course of the first couple of months of his first year, he started to appreciate the importance of puck possession. Now, you got to have a certain style of player to play puck possession, too. And I think the other thing which Mike has really evolved in is in dealing with players, he pushes them, but he's learned when to back off, when to give them space. Obviously when you've got a leader like Yzerman and a leader like Lidstrom and now Zetterberg, he gets their input on travel, on, should you have a day off, should it be a short practice? He gets their input where, early on he came with, as a young coach, with his own philosophies, and now he takes a little more input from those people around him. But we're lucky. I think we've got one of the best coaches in the league. When you look at the experience, he got to the NHL. He coached for about 15 years before getting to the NHL. So he had done some trial and error at lower levels, and then you add in the experience of being around Anaheim and Detroit. I think we're lucky. We have one of the top coaches in the league.
You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show on TSN 1290. We're joined by Detroit Red Wings general manager Ken Holland.
Ken, the NHL is obviously always tinkering with the game, especially during the offseason. Out of this lockout, there was obviously less changes than back in 2005. Are there any changes that the Detroit Red Wings or yourself personally would like to see implemented?
That's a good question. I mean, you know, the only thing I guess I've talked about this for 2-3 years is, you know, I'd like to see overtime a little longer, maybe 8 minutes, max 10 minutes, you know, maybe a 4-on-4 and a 3-on-3. I just think the more games you can decide playing hockey, ultimately I know the fans want to leave the rink and have a winner and a loser, and that's where the shootout comes in. But certainly when you look at parity, you know, a lot of time, I think there was a team last year that they were, I can't remember if it was Minnesota or Dallas or somebody, but, you know, didn't have a very good shootout record. With a better shootout record, you would have made the playoffs. So, I think that Colin Campbell and his Mike Murphy and the hockey ops coming out of 2005 have done a tremendous job in opening up the game and making it more entertaining for the fans, but continuing to keep the competitive side of the game and also trying to make the game as safe as possible for the players. So I think that the last 6, 7, 8 years have been the evolution of our game has been real positive. I think we got a great game. We got parity. I don't think there's really a lot to tinker with. I think they've got it down pretty good.
Ken, we'll let you go on this last question. Here in Winnipeg, we're all too familiar with the fact that the Jets do not play any road games within their own time zone, obviously being situated in the Southeast division this year. The Detroit Red Wings have a similar problem with Columbus being their only road opponent in the Eastern time zone. Especially in this abbreviated season, do you feel that this puts the Red Wings at a competitive disadvantage?
Yeah, I think if you're somebody that's living in the East and playing in the East and you're used to riding a bike to your road games, you probably notice a difference. But, you know, we've lived it for so long. You know, starting on the 27th, and I'm sure Winnipeg's obviously going through the same thing. We know starting on the 27th of February, you know, we have five trips to the Western time zone. But, you know, we got our own private plane, and again, I think, you know, once you're a young player and you're Henrik Zetterberg and Pavel Datsyuk is an example in Cronwell, and they come to our team, it is what it is, and you don't even think about it. We just jump on a plane, we go somewhere, and we play. So I don't really think so. I think that Mike Babcock tries to make sure that he finds rest wherever he can in the schedule, but obviously you prefer not to travel as much, but it is what it is. You gotta find ways to win games.
Detroit Red Wings General Manager Ken Holland, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. Best of luck tomorrow in Chicago and on the season as a whole.